Beginning the current daf, Masech the Sukkah daf Yutes, beginning on the base, beginning the Tes Namas, beginning with the Gemara, Titan Rok Yechiach. That we were discussing regarding this idea, can you have such a thing that's mitzdar, that's not going to be kosher itself? Yeah, we could prove this from the liquidy mud, that, what does this mean? What's this reference to? So Pesach B'Kosh Rashi explains, Kidnam Masech Tzimik Fais, it says, Ve'il Ma'am Li Paislin, these are things that they will complete, but they will not invalidate, which are hashalig the snow, bird and the ice, bakfar and the frost, baglid, and the ice cream, melech and the salt, titanork and the liquidy mud. Now malin, what's malin? Hayin mashlimin, that it'll complete it. But that's meloy, but on the own it's not. So you see, yeah, there are certain things. Yeah, itself is not kosher, but it will complete. And there, but that's exactly as we're saying here, in regards to the halacha of sukkah. But since taste of kosher is difficult because the ma'ichiyeh chuzeh, what type of proof is this? That we're trying to bring the raya, that aver, that although it's mashlim, but it itself not, and that's why it's not kosher to sleep beneath it in the sukkah. Ben ziyachir, that's not a proof, because the titanovik regarding the liquidy mud b'shoshu mashlim when it is completing it, chazlet vilakir is fit to immerse in it. Therefore, lay double off. It's not compared to the ear. Dein yishim tach, you can't sleep beneath it. Afilu b'shoshu mitzav, even at time when it is combining. So since it's veneered, it seems the titanog nami that actually that liquidy mud also a fill of shoshim itself even at the time when it's combining a mud be but no actually you cannot immerse in it. If you have a mikveh that's 40 saw of water with mud, you could table in the water but not in the mud. In the water and the mud. Now, but what type of mud are we talking about? We're talking about mud that the water floats on top of it. But let's say the water was on one side and mud on the other side. You cannot table in the mud. Now, regarding which mud did we say that's going to be mashim, our bomb saw, and that the tefillah is going to be valid according to Bishua? We're talking about that the type of mud that a reed would go down, would sink by itself through it. That's the remit. And each one's saying more of a chiddush than the other one. Pudaim says, Mokam shein kana mida oimet. We're talking about where the stick of the scale, it just can't stand. It would fall down. Abalayaz ben deloyim is in Mokam shein mishkolis yard. This is something even heavier. The weight itself would go down. So it's thicker, but it'll still go down. Lazaimi says a yard b'fi hachavias, it goes down in the opening of the bow. Shemnaimi says a nechzen pishav v'heres, and then it goes through the small little hole of the flask. Lazaber tzadikarmi says a nim de beloig. We're talking about that which is measured, that if it passed through the hole of a measurement of a leg, even though it wouldn't go through the smaller hole of the night, again, it's still considered as liquidy mud. Now, miu kasha. Now, it's difficult on taste interpretation you cannot be tevel titanorik even when it's mitzdarf, because places brought that this source that even when it's being mitzdarf, you cannot tevel in it. Now, but Tais asks, this is it's difficult because Dar Mishlagish Pekbez Zvachem Mishlagish says in Zvachem Nevo Bezim Alf Kol Mashal May Mikvah, whatever completes the waters of the mikvah Mashal Make here, it also completes for the measurement of the waters of the cue that you need to have with the count. But a Levi is in your mashal, but the laws are Revi, it's not mashal. What are we excluding from the laws or Revi? We're excluding the halacha of the liquidy mod. Hey, Chadami, what's the case? If the pakao doesn't bow down and drink from it, I feel like a nami in the mashal, even the mikvah is not going to complete it. Now, it says to us like this. If it's really true that this Rebbe Elazar Bishu disagrees regarding this liquidy mud, which mentioned the Mishnah by Hamal Malay Paislin, which Rashi brought, question is, how do we leave all the measurements that all the Tanaim said over there regarding what's considered Tidanark? And look at Shura, the Pagah Sheikh of Shayz Mendelit, now it's picking a valuation of if the cow would bend down the drink from it, which it doesn't say over there in the Mishnah. It sounds like that the Mishnah over there, Mikvah is not Toma Tidanark, rather some type of other Tid. And therefore it says, you know, I'll table on that. But Tidanark, maybe the truth would be that, yeah, you would be able to table even in the Tid itself, like Rashi, when it's as long as the cow drinks from it. So that's Tosef Hashem, maybe Kol Hanach Shiur Hanu Tanoi, maybe actually all the measurements of all those Tanoi, B'hochi Tol Tamayim. This is what they actually, why they say their reasonings of the Shurim that they say. Meaning the Ma'al Sovah B'hai Shai Sovah B'hai Yen Shai Sovah. Each Tana held that this is what a cow would drink, and this the cow wouldn't drink. And main shaykh liminazanan, you can't say, oh, let us see if the cow would drink or not. They call up pagal shabbos because not all cows are the same. So it's not a raya to rash and difficult in tesis. Then tesis, what the mash prepare call up bosom, hold never call above him and off the mime, she never so much tears behema. Water became invalid from an animal drinking a tev ben kol gufoy. A person could immerse his whole body inside of it. Now, sounds like that it's totally invalid from an animal drinking it. And even if there's a lot of mud, that a cow wouldn't bend down to drink. Now, we see a lot of table your body in it, so that contradicts everything that we said up until now, that would invalidate a mikvah. So such as not too much that became invalidated because of the amount of mud, as in the other case. Just remember, because it became disgusted and it spoiled. And therefore, it's not fit for an animal to drink it. But there's no mud mixed into it. And therefore, it's valid to table inside of it, and if it's not difficult on taisis. Someone makes his sukkah like a hut, which is there's no roof. It's just two slant diagonal walls that are meeting each other in the middle. Now, says Taisus, the case must be talking about as follows. After the walls slanted for a height of 10 fachim, you still have a length of the sukkah of 7 tfachim. Could be nachle machshir ban. No other way would Rabba say it valid. Could be in and gevoy asogah meshach zayim gevoyud. You need to have the height of 10 has to be a length and width of 7 tfachim with a height of 10 tfachim. So it must be that once it gets to 10 tfachim, that then you have in the 10 tfachim 7 tfachim of area. Whereas Tais says no. Pafshir Tais says possibly kishyesh meshach zayim gevoyud. That when you have, at least on some area, 7 tefachim, and there is a height of 10 tefachim, sha'av tachas ha-shipua, she'en gevoyah yod, that even where Tais is not denying that what he just said before, but he's saying that maybe even sha'av tachas ha-shipua, she'en gevoyah yod, maybe on the slope, which does not have a height of 10 tefachim, even the k'shir would be valid. And the gear says, kivin she'yesh ba zayin b'rochim, since ultimately it does have a length and width of 7 tefachim, so even though this part does not have a height of 10 tefachim, would be valid. Why? Me to have a pesel yitzim in the sukkah. Rabbi 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 Yisud le'il. The machshiri, by pesel yitzim in the sukkah, they say it's valid because me yitzim lefin the sukkah by the reeds that go out in front of the sukkah, even though there's no walls. So here also, lamaisa, you have a schach on top. And although here that you don't have the shiv of hechsher sukkah, it's okay because it's an extension of the sukkah, just like we say by pesel yitzim min ha sukkah. Tin next says not to begin the words of the Gemara, Shemigvim na karka tefach. That if Rabbi Lezer agreed that if you lift up from the ground a tefach, or you distance from the wall tefach, that it's considered like, you know, that it is oil. According to Rashi, we're talking about that it's empty space. Taisus, however, disagrees with that. Taisus says, also binyan zok of tefach, the meaning to say that you made a brick that's a height of a tefach. Vahishe v'lov reishe shashapu l'matam. You put the end of the slope of that slopey wall on the bottom part on top of that. And v'chen hichur melakas of tefach. Also the other case of when you distance from the wall of tefach. We're talking about horizontally. Shasas besamach l'kais eschach rach of tefach. We're talking about you made near the wall a roof, a schach, that's a tefach wide. V'samach l'lov reishe shashapu elyon. And that you lean on it, the upper part of the slope. Now, but the wording of Rashi sounds like that this tefach that's elevated a tefach hirchik was distance a filu aver even if it's ear space because it's going to be valid because the next because awesome time love it's considered closed up as if you did make an actual brick to elevate it from love it because the picture when Rashi explains him hirchik reishos samach lekoyzam lekoyzam tefach that if you distance the end of the top which is near the wall from the wall a tefach but it's a smuch al yisaydis and it's on pegs which that's ear space. And it's just how to distance if there's nothing there. It says, actually, it sounds like this is a little bit from the Yishama, the Gesin, because the gears of the Yishama is Major Belezel HaChachamim. Although Belezel is Momach, he agrees to the Chachamim, it's Mikosh, Shemais Nesunal Arba Avonim. They have a place on four stones, and the gears takes out the words Oishim. Hayisigavayim and Oroth, Peseir Tevach, that was elevated from the ground. An opening of a Tevach, Sheret can be Koshim. That wording, elevated from the ground, Peseir Tevach, sounds like that it's empty space. And again, it's going to work like love it, the way Rashi said. Begin with the word the Gemara Sichu Mesachim Ba. That if it's a Sichu, you could use it for Schach, but it's not a Kabbal Toma. Now, what's the reason for these mats that's not a Kabbal Toma? Because the Chol Yitzim in the Eitz, whatever comes from wood, which are what these mats are, in Matam Tomas Oilam, does not have Tomas Oilam, El Pishton, only by flax. because the Alfin Mishkan will learn from the Mishkan Perek Mamalikim, which is written Gemara Shabbat of Chazam and Aleph, and therefore it's like we're saying, it's not Mekabel Tuma, because it itself is not going to work as an oil, and you're making for the purposes of Sichach, not for, let's say, like laying. Connect to Masach to begin the words of the Gemara Kamigdil behind Kamigtana. They were talking about a big mat, they were talking about a small mat. Church can explain. He says, it's not because the Reish talking about one, meaning a large mat, and the Seif B'chad, the Seif talking about a different one, a small mat, because that's not usually how a Mishnah would be said, unspecified, but talking about two different cases. Rather, Tais explained, so when we said in the Reish that was made for laying, that's B'chad Machzal, this is talking about all mats. And why are we talking about all mats? Mishum de'ikah Machzal, this is talking about, because there is a type of mat, which is a big one, which generally is made for sichach, so we have to say, but if you did it specifically for shchiva, then it's going to be pasul. And that's what the Tanna is also including, that it would have to be only be explicitly had in mind for shchiva. And b'seivet nokar asal sichach, and the same when we said, but if you made it for shchach, that's also b'chomar, it's also all mat. B'shem de'ikah marzal, it's tamash shchiva, because since there is a mat, which a small one, which generally is made for laying, so therefore, you would have to have explicitly in mind that you're doing it for sichach. But again, it's referring to all of them. Ketanek says, Master, begin with the Gemara. Amar Rava says, Begdoila, by a large mat, Kulam al-Pekin, no one's disagreeing about. The stam of the sichach, which most definitely a large one, is unspecified for a sichach. Ketanek is going to explain that Hadwin said what the words of Mishnah are according to what Rava is saying. He says, this, that, When according to Rava, that it says if you made it l'sichach, the term asim, when the Mishnah says that you made it for sichach, so bein b'seif milz tanikama, whether we're talking about the end of the words of tanikama, bein b'nebelaza, that what it means to say is doesn't not like the simple understanding that you did it, you had in mind for sichach. No, a stomach is going on when you had nothing in mind. V'achikama, and this is what the Tanna is saying, that when you have a large reed mat, if asol l'shchiv behed, if you explicitly made it for laying down, mekabel tuma mekabel tuma bein mesachim bo, and you can't use v'schach. Now, if we could say that it is for sichach, what would that case be? Toma could go into lepush when he did not specify anything. That's the safe of the Tanakh Masachim by the Gyud Vischach. That's Kach Pirkun. That's how Rashi explains. But this is pushing to explain it like this, because you're saying the Lachishar Tanakh like Tanu like Tan. You're saying the Tanakh did not mention regarding the small mat. Mishum de Savar Gedola Davko Damin Bastam L'Sichah, because he yelled it specifically by the large mat. That's where we say that if it's unspecified, it's V'Schach. Hakatan is Tam L'Shchiv, but the small one is presumably about for laying down. And that is Vos Rebbe Lez L'Meim Hakatan Gedola. That's where Rebbe Lez is coming to say, no, a small one just like the large one. But this is difficult, because the Hashle Pol Rebbe Lez Ha'ikim Milz Tanakama comes out according to this. Rebbe Lez is not really arguing with Tanakama regarding his primary halacha, which was the one that he spoke about, which is the large mat, El Diuka. He's only disagreeing regarding the inferential case regarding the case of the small one. But the words of the Mishnah sounds like Rebbe Lez is coming to argue on the primary words of Tanakama, which would be about the big one. So Benei L'Farash has told us, rather, it seems to explain,
Deloy also, Rava L'Shnui, Rava was not coming to answer and to say, regarding the wording of Asol Sichach, that the intention was, like Rashi said, that the unspecified Machzelis is made for Sichach. No, Elamilsa de Rebeleza, rather Rava was actually coming to only explain the words of Rebeleza. Avol Milsa de Tanikama, but regarding the words of the Tanikama, Lo'ilam Kedeshaninan, that was always, as we had previously explained, that yes, the Reish is Toma Matzal's Gedaila, which is Toma L'Sichuch, Seva Toma Matzal's Gedano, which is Toma is L'Shchiva. Now, this is saying that a soya that was L'Sichuch to come into Beleza. So, Medizer Beleza says that L'Sichuch, which sounds like the understanding is that only because you have intention to make a L'Sichuch, that's going to be kosher. So, that's what Heinrich and the Bishop according to. That's like Harashi explained, that's going both in Matzal's Gedaila and Matzal's Gedano. That if you could say that it's for sichach, going for example with stam, when it was not specified, that's going to be tohayir mesachim. But according to this, Rebbe Lez was disagreeing with the prime words of Tanakama, and not only on the inferential words of the Tanakama, there was Tomar also b'ketanim, that no, Rebbe Lez is saying that always, even by gedayla, we're going to always say that gedayla and ketana is talking about that it's going to be stama. L'sichach, the Rashi said, also l'sichach doesn't mean that you made it for sichach, it's going to be stam l'sichach. But again, that's because the way Tosfos is learning that actually Rav is not qualifying the words of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama actually is as we said before, that the Sefer is Machzeres Ketan, the Stam L'Shechiva Medes, so it's explicitly in his words, and that's what Rebbe Eliezer is coming to disagree with.